This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Perrigo has received multiple offers from Mylan NV, which wants to acquire the producer of over-the-counter medication. At the same time, Perrigo, which still has most of its main corporate offices in Allegan, despite being officially headquartered in Ireland, is also in the market to buy other companies. Mark Sanchez is senior writer for MI Biz, and he has been covering this story. Mark Sanchez, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So there have been three offers made by Mylan NV to acquire Perrigo. What makes Perrigo attractive from the standpoint of Mylan?
A number of things. First, it's a pretty well-run corporation. It has a logistics system that's amazing in its ability to distribute its product all over the world. It's been growing very well. It's made numerous acquisitions in the last number of years that have driven growth. It's just beginning to get into the European market, where it bought a company called Omega Pharmaceuticals recently, spent about $4.5 billion there. Omega is a major producer of OTC, over-the-counter products in Europe. And OTC, these are basically your store brand medications you buy at Meijer, Walgreens, Walmart, cold and flu ointment, allergy medication, things along those lines. And Perrigo is a major, major player in this market. It really has a sizable global market share. You also look at it that Mylan really is more of a pharmaceutical maker, generic drug. And Perrigo does some generics as well. Mylan has been wanting to get into this OTC market. Earlier this year, it bought the foreign operations of Abbott Laboratories in Europe, and that brought Mylan into the OTC market. And it really sees acquiring Perrigo as kind of a complementary acquisition that can give it a good base, a good foothold into the global market for OTC medications.
So these offers have been on the table now, three separate ones, and Perrigo keeps saying no. Why is Perrigo not taking these offers apparently to heart, or is not willing to consider at this point selling?
A couple of reasons. Number one, Perrigo, in a conference call and presentation to investors last week, really laid out a strategy where it believes it's in a good position to grow on its own as a standalone business. It's made a number of acquisitions over the years, and two major acquisitions, one about a year and a half ago, was called Elon Corporation over in Europe, and then this Omega Pharmaceuticals acquisition really positions the company to grow very well overseas and in the foreign markets. At the same time, Perrigo says it's positioned to grow about 5 to 10% on its own in the coming years, and it can really boost sales at a pretty decent rate. But also, it can then accelerate sales with doing what Chairman and CEO Joe Papa calls bolt-on acquisitions. These are kind of adjacent product categories, areas where it makes sense to get into. And we can grow sales that way. At least that's what the folks at Perrigo are saying. And this really has a strategy predicated on we're filling a truck with our products. We're sending this truck to Walmart, Walgreens, wherever. Hey, let's get into another product category. We can put another pallet of product on that truck. We have the distribution channel, the logistics network. We can send more product to that particular store and that particular customer. And for all of that, Perrigo just seems it's in a good position to go on its own. And you also hear that line, Mylan has undervalued Perrigo. It just Perrigo sees more value in itself than what Mylan has put on the table.
Perrigo CEO Joe Papa has said that the company's directors would have to consider selling, in his words, at some point. But he also said, we're not anywhere close to that. Has anyone from Perrigo sent any sort of signal? Obviously, whenever someone like Joe Papa talks about this, he's got to be careful about what he says and pick his message pretty carefully. But has anybody from Perrigo indicated at what point they would be getting close to considering?
No, and there's some real strict SEC regulations on communications that come out of a company and what he can say publicly, what he cannot say publicly. Is it material information if he's having a conversation with investors? Does that conversation, the subject matter, does that meet the threshold as material information, and then do you have to disclose that to the public? In the presentations, one was an earnings call a few weeks after this first came out, and then there was an investor presentation last week. In that presentation last week, Joe Papa did say, yes, there is a number that we will have to consider this. Remember, directors have a fiduciary responsibility to shareholders. to get the best shareholder value. If Miley were to put so much money on the table in such a compelling offer, in time, the board would have to give that serious consideration. Nobody's indicating where that number's at, what is that threshold, how much involved. But under simple business principles and that fiduciary responsibility, yes, at some point in time, if that number creeps up further, Perrigo would have to take an offer and seriously consider it.
And just to spell that out a little bit, we're talking here not necessarily what Joe Papa would like to do as CEO of the company or the board of directors would want to do, but simply that they have to look at, can they get a really good deal for their shareholders? And if the price is X, then they would be negligent in their duty to their shareholders if they didn't at least consider it.
Yeah, you have to, as a board and board of directors, as a director, you have to act in the best interest of your shareholders. You are there to protect their interest. At what point are you looking out for the interest of the company, or at what point are you looking out for the interest of the shareholders? One likes to believe that those interests are one and the same. Although, when companies get this big as Mylan and Perrigo are, you have a lot of institutional shareholders. I think Perrigo is 95% owned by institutional shareholders. These are your large investment funds across the world, across America. And, you know, they're worried about, their concern is, where's their value, their earnings out of their investment and their return on their investment. So there is some pressure there. If some shareholders think that this is a compelling offer, if Mylan raises it and keeps going up, that yes, they need to at least give some serious consideration to that.
Mylan has indicated that they plan to continue pursuing an acquisition of Perrigo. What options do the top officials at Mylan have beyond just simply boosting their offer price?
Well, they intend, what they put forward last week is they intend to make a tender offer. First, Mylan sometime probably by late summer, we'll see Mylan have a shareholder meeting and get approval from its shareholders to go forward with this offer and to make this formal tender offer to Perrigo shareholders. You can bet right now there are a lot of conversations going on, reaching out to shareholders again. It's not just individuals that own these companies. These are institutions and large organizations and funds that hold these shares. So there's outreach going on. There's communication going on. Ultimately, if Mylan goes forward and makes this tender offer, it could start kind of a little bit of a battle for the control of the company, and then shareholders have to decide, do I like this offer? Do I indeed sell my shares to Mylan? Ultimately, how it plays out is Mylan does not get enough shares or is able to acquire enough shares to take control of the company.
Is this what you're describing there? Is that getting close to what we would call a hostile takeover of Perrigo, if that's what they were going to try?
Yeah, pretty much. Once that tender offer is filed and goes forward, now you're talking about, there's some technical issues on what you consider a hostile takeover, but in a sense, it's an unsolicited offer. It's going against management's wishes, board wishes. From that colloquial sense, yeah, that'd be a proper way to describe it.
Interestingly enough, Mylan is itself the subject of an unsolicited offer from a company that wants to acquire them. Does this create some sort of a tough spot for Mylan to be in if they're trying to acquire Perrigo at the same time someone else is trying to buy them?
There's a lot of research analysts, brokers, or analysts who think this is exactly why Mylan wants to buy Perrigo. Teva Pharmaceuticals in Israel wants to buy Mylan. And this is the way that industry is going, the pharmaceutical industry across the globe. Everybody wants to get bigger, optimize costs, have more leverage, have more pricing power. And everybody wants to grow. So one way to do that is to consolidate. So Teva wants to buy Mylan, and it's believed that Mylan is kind of trying to get a hedge against Teva by making this offer to Perrigo. Teva predicates its offer to Mylan on the Perrigo deal not going through, and Teva has promised to start a tender offer for Mylan shares. So that's kind of adding to some of the drama to all this. That makes it kind of a fascinating scenario. In my years of running business around this region, I don't recall any particular scenario where we've seen a local, homegrown, iconic corporation involved in this type of situation. We've seen buyouts of large homegrown corporations. The one that comes to mind mostly is the Pharmacia Upjohn Pfizer deal in Kalamazoo years ago. We see how that ended up. But I don't recall any situation where we've seen this unsolicited outside offer coming to our local corporation that is intent on buying that company.
Is there some way in which dominoes would start falling here? In other words, if one of these acquisitions were to happen, it could either trigger another acquisition or perhaps shut the door on any further purchases going forward.
Yeah, you know, that's something I'm not sure I can really speculate on, but often in M&A circles, when you see mergers and acquisitions in an industry, especially when you see a lot of activity, one acquisition will start conversations in the boardroom of a competitor or a rival company. Okay, this company, our rival, our competitor made this move. Do we need to make a move to counter that? You know, if your competitor just picked up X capability that gives them a competitive advantage over you, you may need to counterpunch and then pursue your own strategy. And if that strategy is acquisition, then you need to pursue it.
Is there any sense yet what all of this could mean in the town of Allegan, where Perrigo still has a large presence? Obviously, we'd have to know exactly what the terms are of some sort of purchase if it ultimately happens. But is there good reason for people in Allegan to be just a little bit nervous these days?
Boy, if I were the mayor of Allegan or doing economic development in Allegan, I'm certainly paying attention to this. Mylan has said it believes this deal could generate $800 million in synergies, its word. That money and those costs have to come from somewhere. You know, Perrigo has been in Allegan for a long time, and by all accounts, it's a pretty good corporate citizen down there. And now we're seeing an outside company wanting to buy and take control of our hometown company. If you're from Allegan and that's your perspective. And I've talked to some folks and they say these types of deals don't always have a great history of working out. I'm reminded of, obviously, of the Upjohn Pharmacia Pfizer deal and how that played out over a number of years in Kalamazoo. I recall a company in Zealand many years ago, about 15 years ago, BAT, that made garment hangers. It was bought out by a competitor who came in and just basically closed all the factories in Zealand. There's about 500 to 600 people who were put out of work in that. So those are a couple of worst-case scenarios that come to mind, and they didn't work out too well for the hometown, although the folks in Kalamazoo were able to put together a plan, and it's worked out fairly well for Kalamazoo out of the Pfizer cuts there, as well as in Ann Arbor. So, yeah, if I'm in Allegan right now and I hold one of those positions in Allegan, I'm paying attention to this, maybe with a little bit of concern about what the future holds.
Mark, is there any sort of timeline here where we can say that the next step is likely to come at a certain date and will tell us a little more about how this is going to play out?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's really sure how it's going to play out at this point, but in the investor presentation last week, Joe Papa indicated, based on his understanding of Irish takeover rules, and remember, Perrigo is now domiciled in Dublin, Ireland, so the rules there are a little different than the rules in America. But by his explanation, he anticipates Mylan will have to make this offer by September 14th. So we'll see this play out over the summer. We could see moves and counter moves. And I'm not quite sure. I don't think anybody's really sure exactly how it will play out. But it's going to be interesting to watch.
Mark Sanchez, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Mark Sanchez is senior writer for MIBiz. You can find links to his stories on Mylan's attempts to take over Perrigo at WMUK.org. West Southwest airs Mondays and Thursdays. It can be heard at 9:30 those mornings with a repeat at 3:30 in the afternoon. You can always find past programs and links with more information at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.